You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WLAK Daily News Roundup for Lake Air, 107.5 FM and 1260 AM in Amory.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. Duluth law enforcement officials say they were not made aware of a U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement operation conducted in the city on Thursday morning. According to the Duluth Police Department, federal immigration officials arrested several people working on a roofing project in the city's Lakeside neighborhood. Chief Mike Sanua said in a statement that the department's main priority remains the safety and security of the community, and they were not informed of any actions being taken in the city by federal immigration authorities. Ashland School District officials are reminding residents about their upcoming operational referendum in the April 1st election. The district is proposing the same referendum that failed by less than 100 votes in November. They're warning residents that if it fails to pass a second time, they will likely need to cut about 15 staff members next year. The referendum asks for $2 million each year for the next 5 years. Officials say the average household would pay about $4 extra per month in property taxes if it passes. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is sharing gardening tips with residents that don't involve using non-native plants. The tips come in honor of National Invasive Species Awareness Week. Wisconsin has seen some troublesome invasive species spread across the state in recent years, especially the emerald ash borer. Experts say the invasive beetle could destroy 99% of the ash trees in the state. DNR officials say residents should use native plants like Joe Pye weed in their gardens, which looks great and benefits pollinators. A warrant has been issued for a Cameron man accused of possessing methamphetamine and threatening a law enforcement officer. 38-year-old Andrew Matthews was scheduled to appear in Barron County Circuit Court on Wednesday, but failed to make his appearance. He was out on a $10,000 signature bond after being charged with two felonies and two misdemeanors on February 20th. If convicted on the felony count of threatening an officer, Matthews could face up to 6 years in prison and a $10,000 fine. A Brown County judge has dismissed a defamation lawsuit filed by Republican Senate candidate Eric Hovde against a liberal political action committee and media companies. The lawsuit accused the Wynn Senate PAC of defamation over claims in a commercial that Hovde was running to rig the system and shelter his wealth. The Hovde campaign sent a cease and desist letter regarding the ad in June, but the organization argued that the advertisement was accurate. The judge ruled that accusing Hovde of trying to rig the system was a statement of opinion. A Wisconsin Republican congressman has introduced legislation that would repeal a federal program that provides funding to states to build their electric vehicle infrastructure. Wisconsin was awarded over $78 million through the Biden administration to develop the fast charging stations across the state. So far, $23 million has been allocated for 53 of those stations, including the first few in Chippewa Falls, Menominee, and Ashland. The bill from Congressman Tony Weed could cost Wisconsin about $55 million allocated for the EV chargers. Shell Lake School District officials say they will soon begin sending out informational mailers on their proposed operating referendum in the April 1st election. The district is asking residents to authorize them to exceed their revenue limit beginning next year and ending in the 2028-2029 school year. The increase would be about $500,000 next year and grow to about $1.7 million in the final year to cover growing operational, staffing, and program costs. A similar referendum was proposed in November but narrowly failed. A popular outdoor recreation site in Bayfield County is looking to restructure its operations as it contends with a nearly $1 million deficit. The Oshawa Bay Alliance manages both Big Top Chautauqua and Mount Oshawa Bay Ski and Recreation Area. Officials say that mild winter conditions in recent years and rising performance costs have contributed to the deficit. Among the potential budget solutions are proposals to reduce the total number of concerts, as well as expanding hiking trails and environmental education opportunities. The Wisconsin Natural Resources Board will be hosting public hearings on standards for PFAS contamination in groundwater over the coming weeks. At their meeting on Wednesday, the board unanimously voted to hold the hearings on proposed standards that mirror Environmental Protection Agency recommendations. The standards would be set at 4 parts per trillion for the two most common PFAS compounds and 10 parts per trillion for less common compounds. The current Wisconsin drinking water standards are 70 parts per trillion. The Wisconsin State Assembly held a hearing on a Republican bill that would require sheriffs to assist in federal immigration enforcement efforts this week. The bill would require sheriff's office personnel to ask for proof of citizenship or legal status from any individual arrested on felony-level charges and report unverifiable status to federal immigration officials. It also threatens to cut state aid to offices that do not adhere to the requirements. Governor Tony Evers has already said he will not sign the legislation if it advances to his desk. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
The Bucks with a win at home. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks with a 121-112 win over the Denver Nuggets. Giannis led with 28 points. Center Brooke Lopez added 22.
It was big. You know, that was a very big game for us, a great win. It took everyone, you know, and always the crowd always picks us up.
Although the Nuggets, Nikola Jokic, scored 32 points, Bucks head coach Doc Rivers praised Lopez for keeping up with the Joker.
I thought Brooke was fantastic. You know, we matched his minutes exactly with Jokic, which we don't do a lot. You know, the guys, you know, Jokic, he's really good. He's just really good. I mean, he made the shots he makes. They look like there's no way they can go in. And his passing is something to marvel. It just is.
College hoops, UWM with a win over Oakland at the Panther Arena, 71-66. Marquette is at Georgetown, 7 p.m. tomorrow night. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The legendary Gene Hackman has passed away at the age of 95. If you haven't already heard, Hackman, his wife Betsy Arakawa, a classically trained pianist, and the couple's dog were found in their New Mexico home. Authorities say they had been dead for a while. Hackman was the star of films like The French Connection, The Poseidon Adventure, Mississippi Burning, The Conversation, and Hoosiers. The late great Hackman moved to Pasadena, California in 1952 after he got out of the Marines and met Dustin Hoffman at the Pasadena Playhouse, where both were voted least likely to succeed. Seems like a pretty cruel award to give to another adult. Despite not having leading man looks, Hackman says he never cared about that and just wanted to act in any capacity. Hackman retired from acting in 2004 and moved to New Mexico, where he became involved in the arts community and wrote books. Gene Hackman is quite often referred to as the greatest American actor. He won Oscars for his role in The French Connection and Unforgiven. Gene Hackman was 95. If you weren't already aware, there will be a Shrek 5, and it will have a fresh-faced new star in the cast, according to Deadline.com. Zendaya will join the cast as Shrek's daughter. If you're scoring at home, that means she will play the offspring of Mike Myers and Cameron Diaz. Eddie Murphy will also be back as Donkey. Shrek 5 will be the first film in the franchise to hit theaters since 2010's Shrek Forever. The fifth installment is expected to grace our screens Christmas of 2026. The death of Gene Hackman will most likely be talked about for weeks to come in the entertainment business. Hackman and his wife Betsy were found dead in their New Mexico home Wednesday. Hackman quietly retired from acting in 2004 after appearing in the film Welcome to Mooseport. In a 2009 interview with Empire Magazine regarding his retirement, Hackman revealed that the straw that broke the camel's back was his doctor telling him his heart could no longer handle excessive stress. You might think that the guy that owns the local haberdashery is just a small businessman. But when it comes to Hollywood, chances are he's a trained assassin. Whether it's a regular housewife, an accountant, or even a beekeeper, yes, a beekeeper, Miramax has announced there will be a sequel to the first Beekeeper, which starred Jason Statham. Statham plays a keeper of bees who also knows how to kill people very well. And if you saw the first film, appears to be bulletproof. Production is scheduled to start this fall. Deadline reports that Saoirse Ronan and Austin Butler are set to lead the cast of A24's upcoming Deep Cuts. Saoirse Ronan will also produce the film, which will be directed by Iron Claw's Sean Durkin. Deep Cuts is a love story based on the highly anticipated first novel by author Holly Brickley, which was just released February 25th. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be really windy today. We have a wind advisory in effect. We're talking gusts from 35 to 45 here for a good chunk of the day. We'll get to around 45-ish midday, but temperatures are going to drop quickly into the low 30s by late afternoon. The wind will die down tonight. Tomorrow, sunny and colder, 28. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 41.
That's your WLAK Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at lakeair.radio. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.